From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Air Force says crews are looking for the pilot of an F-16 fighter jet and his plane after two jets collided off the coast of South Carolina last night. Here's Rob Sexton, a spokesman for Shaw Air Force Base.
Two F-16 Fighting Falcons assigned to the 20th Fighter Wing in Shaw took off for a night training mission over the Atlantic Ocean. And approximately 8:30 p.m. apparently collided about 40 miles east of Folly Beach, South Carolina.
One of the jets landed safely. The Coast Guard is using helicopters and service vessels in the search for the other. In Afghanistan, a U.N.-backed commission investigating alleged fraud during the August presidential election says it has nearly finished its work. The results, expected late tonight or tomorrow, could determine whether there is a runoff between President Hamid Karzai and a challenger. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Afghan capital, Kabul.
The commission did a sampling, like an audit, of ballot boxes that appeared to be tainted from more than 3,000 polling stations. The Afghan ambassador to the U.S. said in several interviews that a runoff election was likely. He was the first official in Karzai's government to make that prediction publicly. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama is spending the night in San Francisco, where he attended a Democratic Party fundraiser and urged sometimes restive supporters to be patient as he deals with a long list of inherited problems. Some Democrats have complained lately that they think Mr. Obama is not fulfilling campaign promises quickly enough. Earlier yesterday, he reassured New Orleans that the city's long-term recovery from hurricane damage is still a priority of his administration. He spoke at the University of New Orleans after touring a charter school, and he took questions. Eileen Fleming has more from member station WWNO.
President Obama received a thunderous reception for his first visit to New Orleans since taking office. He praised residents for their continuing battle to rebuild the city devastated by flooding after Hurricane Katrina 4 years ago. He also pledged to continue his own battle for affordable health care. As they left the event, residents Joe King and Catherine Boverland were pleased.
He shows a lot of knowledge about the city and the problems here, and I think he'll go back and try to do something about it.
All his answers were exactly what I wanted to hear, especially about health care. I just hope he sticks with it and gets the public option or something very close to it, because here in this city, we need it.
But about 150 people protesting the event were gathered nearby. One was a landscaper who said the president's health care plan would crush his business. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Most stocks in Asia gave up early gains today and closed flat to very slightly higher. This is NPR News. A 6-year-old Colorado boy thought to be missing in a flyaway balloon has been found alive, but now suspicions are rising that the incident may have been a hoax. In a TV interview, the child said his father told him, quote, "We did this for a show." The father says he doesn't know what his son meant. The parents have appeared twice on the reality TV show Wife Swap. Grace Hood from member station KUNC has more.
As he was updating the press about what he thought was the latest information about missing 6-year-old Falcon Haney, Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderton broke away to receive a page. When he returned, the news was that the boy was safe at home with his family. Earlier that day, the boy's brother was adamant that he saw Falcon climb into a small box attached to a homemade helium balloon that became untethered and landed near Denver.
The thing that was confusing here is that we had the eyewitness that said that he climbed into this apparatus, which clearly was not the case.
The boy was found in the attic above the home's garage. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins, Colorado.
A county sheriff in Arizona says the deaths of two people during a ceremony in a sweat lodge hosted by the self-help counselor James Arthur Ray are now being investigated as homicides. Sheriff Steve Waugh of Yavapai County says the deaths of the two men were not accidents, but he says that though a combination of circumstances led to the deaths, he's not certain a criminal case can be mounted. A spokesman for Ray says the sheriff is rushing to judgment and use of the term homicide is irresponsible. Oil prices jumped again today after a new report in the U.S. that refiners had sharply curtailed gasoline production over the past week. The Energy Information Administration said gasoline in storage fell by more than 5 million barrels. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.